Welcome to Bed Crime Stories Podcast. I'm your host, T. I hope you guys are having a great time. To anyone new here, a warm welcome. Thank you so much for checking out the channel. All I ask is after watching and or listening to the video, if you find you enjoyed it or you learned something, do me a favor, smash that like button and consider subscribing. Now, without further ado, let's jump into the weeds. They'd gone to the capital of country music, Nashville, for a Delta Chi Fraternity Brothers trip. Maybe hit some bars downtown, have a few drinks, flirt with some pretty young things, and listen to some live music. It was supposed to be a good time for all, and everyone was supposed to return to the hotel room at Tempo by Hilton. But that's not the way it went for 22-year-old Riley Strain. On the evening of March 8th, 2024, at approximately 9:35 p.m., Riley, all 6 feet 5 inches tall of the blonde-haired, blue-eyed senior from the University of Missouri, was escorted out of country music star Luke Bryan's bar, 32 Bridge, food and drink. Security walked Riley down the stairs to the bar's front entrance on Broadway, and Riley was followed down the stairs by one member of his party. That person, however, did not exit with Riley. That person walked back up the stairs and into the bar as Riley stepped out into the dark night. Being so tall, lean, and lanky, Riley stands out in the various security camera footage that has been published since he disappeared, as well as on a police officer's body cam, as he tries to navigate his way from the bar, presumably back to his hotel. But when his frat brothers return to the hotel, Riley isn't there. Eventually, they file a missing persons report. It has now been 12 days since Riley vanished, and there's still no sign of him. Well, I guess you could say there was one sign, and that came this past Sunday when two TikTokers searching for Riley found his credit card near the Cumberland River in Nashville while they were live streaming. They immediately turned off the camera and walked over to the nearby detectives with the card. Kudos to those TikTokers for doing the right thing. The card was located in the area between Gay Street and the Cumberland River where Riley was last seen. Riley's stepfather told NBC News that Strain had gone to two more bars in addition to Luke Bryan's on the night before he vanished. At Bryan's bar, Riley was served just one drink and two glasses of water. So here's a kid doing the right thing. He has a drink and he has two glasses of water. And surprisingly, the bar has said that Riley wasn't involved in any fights or any raucous behavior. It would appear that they felt that he had perhaps been overserved, maybe at another bar. What's odd is that when Riley walks out onto Gay Street, and he sees a police officer checking cars, he's walking by himself, he's perfectly polite, perfectly articulate, and he's not stumbling uncontrollably. He even exchanges words with the police officer, kind words, a greeting, nothing offensive. And the officer doesn't see anything in Riley that causes him any alarm. But when Riley is picked up on other surveillance camera footage a short while later, he appears so out of it that he can barely walk on his own, and he even falls at one point and has trouble getting up. So how did he jump so quickly from being able to walk and converse coherently to someone who can barely stand? There lies the mystery, or at least one of the mysteries. Video footage of Riley ceases after 9:52 p.m., just 17 minutes after he was escorted out of the bar. He's no longer spotted on any cameras, and he seems to vanish into the night air. Now, earlier that same night, Riley FaceTimed with his mother from Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk. Apparently, this is owned by Garth Brooks. You get the feeling there's a tax break for country music stars who open bars. And it's just a few buildings over from the bar that kicked Riley out. The FaceTime took place between 7:30 p.m. and 8 p.m., and Riley told his mom that he and his frat brothers had been to Miranda Lambert's Casa Rosa that evening as well. Riley's mother didn't see any red flags in her son's face or speech or behavior. And mamas know, they just know. She would have realized if something was off with her son at that point. Seeing the way Riley went from being able to walk and talk normally to barely being able to stay upright makes me wonder if he was maybe drugged at one of the bars. And apparently, Riley's friends have heard from at least 10 people who are claiming, allegedly, that they were drugged while visiting bars in Nashville. But I don't know if any of that has been verified. I don't want to spread rumors about Nashville. Just telling you what these friends have said. It's also possible that he was just inebriated. He's awfully skinny. He may be tall, but he's very thin. The worry is that perhaps in his vulnerable state, Riley fell into the Cumberland River. He was near the river's embankment when he was last seen. And that credit card of his that was found, well, apparently it was in a location extremely close to where his phone last pinged. The TikTokers also found a second card that looked like some kind of common access card or CAC with the name Caden on it. It's unclear if there's a connection between that card and Riley, or that card and Riley's disappearance. Riley's family is frantic at this point, as you can imagine. His mother, Michelle Whiteide, just wants to get him back in her arms, living and well. Michelle and Riley's stepfather, Chris, have asked for more resources to search for Riley. The United Cajun Navy, not sure what that is, will be providing a hovercraft and a pilot to run it on the Cumberland River. Now, some people are saying Riley's distinctive white shirt was possibly spotted on a homeless man, but so far this seems to be unconfirmed. Riley's family have expressed surprise that he was asked to leave a bar because they say he's not a confrontational kind of guy. On the contrary, they say he's very courteous and quite the southern gentleman. Now, the Tempo Hotel by Hilton is about 5 blocks from the bar that kicked Riley out. So that was a fair distance to travel, especially if he was inebriated, or worse, if he was drugged in some way. But what is equally weird is that when he left the bar, apparently he walked in the opposite direction of the hotel. So the question now is Riley's disappearance down to a tragic accident, perhaps falling into the Cumberland River, or did he cross paths with someone who maybe decided to harm him? Now, dive teams and boats were out on Saturday looking for Riley, but they found nothing. Based on indicators from canine searches, the boats used sonar on specific areas. Thus far, the police are saying that foul play is not suspected. But again, something wasn't right that night because he walked in the opposite direction of his hotel, and surveillance video shows him headed up 3rd Avenue. He's seen crashing into a pole off Church Street, and then he stumbles onto Gay Street near the river. And video footage last captured Riley near the Jones-Robertson Bridge. That is never a good sign. There was a man who is part of Nashville's homeless community who spotted Riley at around 10 p.m. on Friday night. The man, who lives near the river with his wife down on an embankment from Gay Street, told Fox 17 News this. We heard a commotion. We looked back up. He almost fell over. The last bush right there caught him. He was very, very, very intoxicated. I never seen anybody stumble that hard before. I yelled up. They said, he's just drunk. He's okay. I can't help feeling that if somebody had intervened, Riley would not be missing right now. Riley's story makes me think about musician Jeff Buckley, who died in the Wolf River channel of the Mississippi River in Memphis, Tennessee. He was in the river and seemed to be sucked under the muddy waters. Different river, though, different city, different circumstances. I also thought about Brian Schaefer, a medical student who stepped out of an Ohio bar on April 1st of 2006 and was never seen again. Like Riley, Brian had a bright future ahead of him. There were fears in Brian's case as well that he may have fallen into a nearby river, the Olentangy River, your narrator says with a question mark. Schaefer's disappearance led to endless speculation and myriad theories, including one that had him escaping to a sunny beach somewhere to get away from his rough life. I don't believe that for a second. Tragically, there are many cases of young men, I don't know why it's men, walking near rivers after being out at bars and disappearing and eventually being found in the water. Let's hope that is not Riley's fate. Sending love and prayers to his family. Please, universe, let his family have a miracle. Until the next time on Bed Crime Stories.
How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How you doing, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.